Reading in the USA Today, letter to the editor, promote survival. This is one of those anti-gay deals. Marriage is for one reason, to promote the survival of our species. For our species to survive, we need healthy and productive children. That is why societies all over the planet promote heterosexual marriage to take care of this, our single most important biological necessity. People everywhere celebrate such unions because a marriage between a man and a woman makes a public statement about two people's commitment, not just to each other, but more importantly, to the future of our species on this planet. Aha! This guy sounds like a Catholic. Can you believe that? He said marriage makes a public statement, more importantly than the two people committing to each other. It's the intention to have kids. So if you plan to have no kids, you shouldn't get married? Does that mean if a woman had a medical problem, can't have kids, she can't get married? Does that mean if a fella had medical problems, can't produce sperm, he can't get married? What about two people just don't like kids? What about two old people? What if a guy is 60 and a woman 60 and they decide to get married because they're widows and they're lonely and they want to be in love and they find themselves in love and they want to get married? But no, this monkey Ron Jarrett, go figure, he's from Oklahoma City, he says marriage is about having kids, so you old people can't get married. This guy, he's one of those people that wouldn't last 30 seconds in a debate because his point can't hold water. Why not make a constitutional amendment? You can't get married until the woman's pregnant. There you go. That's a good rule. Bush is America. Boy, don't we love it. Here's a guy. Same subject. Makes sense. Stop debate over semantics. Remember we kicked this around probably six months ago, and some illogical gay people jumped all over me because I was asking the question. This fellow writes in, stop the debate over semantics. A rose is a rose. You can call it a lilac or you can call it a dandelion, but it's still a rose. Why are gays making such a fuss about a name? Many would agree to same-sex couples, I think he means many people in America, would agree to let same-sex couples have the same benefits as married men and women. They just want to call it civil unions, not marriages. Why should gays care what the unions are called as long as they get the benefits they rightfully have been fighting for? Everybody wins. Stop fighting over semantics. This is from Marge in New York. Well, Marge is right. There's no reason for us to lose an election over the difference between a civil union and a marriage. I do understand from the gay point of view, the gays are saying, why can't we use the same logic that everyone else uses? But the problem is the straights are scared and they're not going to let logic get anywhere near their decision-making process. So in order to get Bush out of the White House, we somehow would like to push that gay marriage issue off the front burner. And let's talk a little bit more about Iraq and the missing $11 trillion and the crimes of the illegal fascist Bush administration.
And I told you people last week.
Check this out. The vulgar pig boy is going to make a prediction here. Let's see what he does.
It is just a gut feeling, and I've had these before. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong, but...
Well, wait then, what would be the point? Isn't that a little bit like saying, I've got a gut feeling that either Carolina or New England is going to win the Super Bowl? What the hell's the point, Rush?
We always find out in due course.
More genius from the vulgar pig boy. I think either the Panthers or the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. We'll know when the game's over. Good thinking, Rush. No wonder you're the leader of the Republican Party. You're such a genius.
I just don't see this guy, Kerry, going anywhere.
Rush, the things you fail to see couldn't fit on the internet. The idea that you can't see something, what is the point of that? This is one of the reasons it's so hard to do a beatdown on Rush, because he never says it, and he says a lot of stupid things, but he never makes a point. He never says anything. He never goes out on a limb. He just likes to hear his gums flap around. He never says anything. He never takes any kind of stand. He just mealy-mouths a bunch of, well, you know what that means. And one other thing. When I feel strongly about something that's going to happen in the future, I bet on it. The other day we talked about Bush and jobs, and I'm willing to bet somebody $100 that Bush can't break even on jobs between now and the election. Did anybody take me up on that? No. Nobody is willing to bet on Bush. But I'm willing to bet against him because I'm not lying. What you got here with Rush is a big, fat lie. He says Kerry's not going to win, but he's not willing to bet on it. If I put up $100, Rush could probably put up $100,000, and we might be even. But you don't see Rush putting up $100,000 guaranteeing his listeners that Kerry's going to lose because Bush is going to whip him. He doesn't have that kind of courage. He's going to say Bush is going to win, but he won't bet on it. He doesn't have the balls because he's lying. He doesn't believe what he's saying himself.
Now, I know that whoever the Democrat nominee is going to go somewhere simply because there are enough Democrats to vote for somebody.
Wait a minute. What the hell does that mean? We're going to have to hear that again. That makes so little damn sense.
Now, I know that whoever the Democrat nominee is going to go somewhere simply because there are enough Democrats to vote for somebody.
The Democratic nominee is going to go somewhere simply because there are enough Democrats to vote for him? What the hell, Rush? Did you have it? Are you on them drugs again? Is that what's going on? Are you so high you can't make sense? Maybe what you meant to say is that the Democrats won the last three popular votes. Is that what you meant about enough Democrats?
Because there are enough Democrats to vote for somebody, but I don't think Kerry has enough of what it takes to push the Democrats beyond what they're going to get anyway.
Rush, I think it might surprise you. In my lifetime, I've never seen the Democrats this united. Bush is the biggest disaster this country has ever seen. Bush as a president is worse than 9/11. And I think the whole country knows that.
And as I watched and listened to all this little childish stuff that went back and forth from the Kerry and Bush campaigns this weekend, I became more convinced than ever that this guy's going to lose.
But Rush, if you really believe that, why not bet on it? Why don't you make an announcement right now that you're going to give $100,000 to the United Negro College Fund if Bush manages to lose this election? Because that's how certain you are, and you're willing to put your wallet where your mouth is. Do you have that kind of courage, Rush? Or are you just flapping your gums again? Do you believe anything you say? Do you believe the crap that you're telling your listeners? If you do, why not say so? Why not go out on a limb? Why not show us that you mean what you say?
His attitude is arrogant, snobberish.
Of all the people on the planet, Rush Limbaugh is going to lecture anybody else on being arrogant and a snob. Rush is the most arrogant person I guess I've ever heard or known of. Can you think of anybody more arrogant than Rush Limbaugh? And our president is easily the most arrogant snob ever to have been in the, at least in our lifetimes. We don't know too much what Polk or Taft were like. Bush is so much a bigger prick than Richard Nixon, for example. He is so much more arrogant than Reagan ever was. The other bad Republicans never even thought about kicking in the doors of all the other countries in the world and stealing $11 trillion out of the Treasury and suspending the Constitution. None of them ever thought of that. Bush is the only one who's ever been arrogant enough to try it. Snobbery and arrogant. Oh, please. Pig boy.
This is not becoming. You know, arrogance is one of the most off-putting human characteristics that there is.
That last statement by Rush Limbaugh is true. Arrogance is one of the most off-putting things in the world, and that's why Bush is going to lose the next election, and that's why the vulgar pig boy has an approval rating of less than 2%. If you do the math, America has 280 million people, 4 million listen to Rush. That's 1 in 70. That's less than 2% of America that like Rush, or, well, no, I'm sorry, that's who listen to Rush. People like me who hate the SOB listen to him sometimes. I boycott his sponsors, but I do listen to him. So of the 4 million who listen, I'll bet easily a million can't stand him, and they just want to see how far a Nazi will go when he's trying to ridicule and trample on the rights of the blacks and the gay people in this country. I wanted to say something very short about TV. Got a little criticism of my 7-hour run through the TV guide a couple shows back. Tommy suggested I might want to keep these to 5 minutes or less, but this won't even take that long. Saw a statistic. 11 of the top 20 TV shows that the 18 to 35s, whatever the good demographic is, 18 of the 20 are reality shows. And why is that? Is because the reality shows are cheap. You know, Ray Romano, don't hold me to this, he gets something like almost $2 million a week, almost $2 million a show, and they do whatever, 20-something shows a year. Call it $2 million a show, my good Catholic math, that's $35, $40 million a year just for Ray. Now we got to talk about the wife. I don't watch it. I know, what, the wife, the brother, the parents, so you're probably talking $4 to $5 million a show, which is quite a bit less than the 6 or whatever, 7, 8 million they're getting on Friends. But like this Donald Trump show, it's highly rated as hell. It's, I don't know, it's number 13 or something. Might even be in the top 10. But after that's on the full time, I don't know if it's got 12, 15 shows, the winner gets to work for a year for $250,000 instead of giving them $2 million a week, or for the whole gang, $6 million a week. They're going to give their guy $250,000 for a year, and he's got to work for a year for a quarter. I mean, that's just crazy. We're going to end up, I mean, I'm not down on all reality shows because I think Survivor is a good show. I think there are some other, you know, obviously American Idol or some of those, that's those are fine. It's just these midget marriage shows and some of the other stuff. That's what's devaluing marriage. They're lying to us once again. They just hate gays the same way they hate the blacks. And they just want to cause trouble. If they can come up with a way to cause trouble for the blacks or the gays or the poor or the liberals or the whoever, they're going to do it. They're going to stand there and scream about less government all day, and then they're going to try to pass constitutional amendments to hurt a certain group because they don't like them. Nothing about gay marriage is going to hurt the sanctity of marriage. If two gays get married in San Francisco, me and Mrs. Bart are fine. We don't have a problem with that. Our marriage is fine. And what two guys do in some other town or some other house doesn't affect anything. But when the midgets, and I'm not down on midgets. See, watch, I'll get letters. Bart, you hate midgets. We're going to have to unsubscribe now. But the point is, the midgets, it's this novelty. You know what, Christ, I saw on Fox the other night, they had a midget running against a camel. It was so stupid. I watched for about 90 seconds, but just to get an idea, but I swear. The midgets, they had a tag team midget team. And I don't know, I didn't watch it long enough to see, but one little fella had a little trouble getting the baton to the other fella, and that's what cost him, because the last midget that raced, as they crossed the finish line, he was about a second or a half a second behind the camel. But if you want to put one of those Olympic black guys, I don't mean black guys, but the fastest men in the world are black, I'm sorry. If you wanted to put a racehorse and one of these, what was his name? Not Ben Johnson, but Michael Johnson, maybe, was the guy with the golden feet that broke all the records for the 100-meter dash. If you want to let him run against a racehorse, fine. Now, that sounds like a deal, because the fella, I think, can get a faster start than the racehorse, but the racehorse can, all they'd have to do is pick out the right length, and it would be a good contest. But they have the midget out there running, that's just to ridicule the midget. It's like midget tossing or whatever. And this is Fox having these midget marriage for fat, white, old men Republicans' entertainment. That's a sin. If I was still a Catholic, that would be a sin to make money off ridiculing other people. But no, they're going to do that. And they don't complain, I promise you. I can't promise, but I'll bet money, which is better than a promise, to Dr. Laura and Bill Bennett and the others, if they have a problem with the midget shows and all that, they would say something very veiled like, there are a lot of things in this country need to be cleaned up. No, they're not going to say anything against Rupert Murdoch because they are prostitutes. They want the money that comes from being nice to the guy who's degrading marriage. So they're going to beat up the gays, because everybody hates the gays. So let's beat up the gays and give a pass to the fellow that's making millions off the Marion Midget Stupid Show. We got a weird country we're living in. Is anything worse than Fear Factor? I know you know about it, so there's no reason for me to say it, but why would anybody do that for money? Oh, my God. We live in a crazy world where the midget shows are tolerated by the morals police, but two men that have been together for 40 years that want to make it official, they're the ones hurting America. Bill Bennett, Dr. Laura, Michael Medved, all you morality police, you are prostitutes, and you are hurting America. You should be ashamed of your damn selves.
What the hell is a Bart Cop? If you don't know, you're not listening.